Greetings, I'm Stephanie Briggs from Heart Blossom, and this is a short message for you from the Akashic Records and the Akashic Guides to support you in this time of healing and activation and miracles with the full moon in Pisces. Now, the first thing you need to know is that your guides are here for you. They are always here. They want you to know how much they love you, how much they want to support and guide and encourage you. And you only need to ask. And you can ask as many times as you need. You could ask them every 5 minutes. Guides, I need help. Guides, will you be with me? Guides, will you give me a hint? And part of your invitation is to relax, to surrender, to let go of that control of the need to know and to figure it all out up here in your head. It's something that a lot of us learned how to do to survive in this world, in this 3D world that is so dominant in that left brain, logical approach to navigating life. And I'm not telling you that there is no value in using your mind and your intellect. It is very important and it is required in order to function in our current modern lifestyle. However, there is a whole other way of knowing that is available to you. And chances are that there have been many, many, many messages that have been coming through that you are simply not hearing. Your brain, your mind, your logic, your ego, whatever name you want to call it, it really, really likes to control. And when it thinks that it needs to figure something out, it will control, it will shut down everything else, every other way of knowing, and it will get in the way of your knowing from your soul, from your heart. It will get in the way of you receiving the healing and the guidance that is here for you. Now, I have been hearing from many people recently that things have been happening to them in the night, that they've been having experiences in their dreams that maybe they don't even know what's going on, but they just know that something is happening. They're doing some kind of work. Some of us who are healers, we are here and we are actually traveling and doing healing work, helping others in the night when we're sleeping. And again, you may be doing this and you may have no idea. This is all elements of reality that are beyond the understanding and the grasp of your logical mind. And that's okay. So this is an invitation for you to consider that that may be possible. And if you're willing to believe that that is possible, to open to receive more, to surrender more, to trust in the knowing that you are always supported, that you are always guided, and that you do have co-creative power over your life. You do not have ultimate power. You do not have the ability to manifest every desire and wish. There are limitations here on Earth. However, there are many ways around, through, over, under, and every way that you can get, move forward and move toward what's calling for you on your path. And a lot of times, there are miracles available. Things that you did not think were possible. And because you did not think they were possible, they were not. So again, you're being asked to the extent that it is safe for you to surrender some of that control of and rigid ideas of how things have to look. There are different ways of doing things that your brain cannot conceive of, that your logical mind cannot understand. and you are asked to look to the water for inspiration. When you think of the element of water, it can take many shapes and many forms. We may think of it most often in its liquid form, where it flows, where it nourishes us, where it nourishes our bodies. But also, water can take a solid form when it becomes ice. And water can turn into a gas, vapor. And this can all happen in response to the environmental conditions that the water is in. The other thing about water is it is incredibly powerful. Imagine a wave. How much power waves have. How much power the water has when it floods. Although it can create much destruction of things that we have built here in the human world, and yes, it can cause harm to living beings, but it is incredibly powerful. Another power that it has is the power to dissolve things that are hardened, things that are calcified, things that seem immovable. So once again, you are being invited to welcome in the healing power of the waters. What places in you need to be softened? What places are you holding and gripping and pushing and pressuring and clenching? Where are you being hard on yourself? Can you bring in some softness? If you were to look at yourself through the eyes of your beloved, what would you see? Your beloved sees you through the eyes of love. Are you willing to see yourself that way? Because the truth is that you are loved. Whether or not you know that you are, whether or not you can allow yourself to take in that love, are you willing to open and take in one drop? If you are, you are inviting in the miracle that is held within that droplet of love that can multiply, that can expand, that can wash away the places of calcified, hardened thought forms, all the conditioning, all the ideas, like all the trauma that you are holding in your body. It may not all wash away at once, but every little bit that you take in is moving you toward greater alignment, toward greater peace. And again, you are not alone. If you are struggling right now, if you're moving through something really hard, you are not alone. And while there is much divine love, there are many supporters that you have beyond the earthly realm. There is also support and love available to you here on earth. And you are being invited to also open to that, to open to the nourishment that you require, the support that you require for your body and your body's needs. This concludes today's message, and it is sent to you with love from the Lords, the Masters, the Teachers, the Guides, and all the loved ones of the Akashic Records, the Akashic Realm, as well as my guides from the Pleiades, who want so much for healing and love to grow and expand and sparkle all among, around, through Earth and all of her inhabitants, and that includes you. And if you are hearing this message right now, this message is meant for you. It is no coincidence. Sending you lots of love and gentleness and miracles for your full moon in Pisces. Take care.